AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Shots fired again in the Iran war. U.S. Central Command says the target was a Panamanian-flagged ship in the Gulf of Oman trying to evade the blockade of Iran's ports. Meanwhile, Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Washington Post is reporting that President Trump secretly flew out of last month's NATO summit in Turkey on an alternate military aircraft due to an Iranian assassination threat. The operation involved a ruse where journalists and some White House staff believed that they were on the same plane as Trump. After boarding Air Force One, Trump was secretly transferred to a smaller Air Force C-32A via an airport catering truck. While the White House has not directly addressed that report, it issued a statement highlighting that it uses every tool at its disposal to address threats on the president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
South Korea says North Korea has launched a ballistic missile toward the sea, the second such weapons test in less than a week. It's likely a protest of the upcoming South Korea-U.S. military drills that Pyongyang views as an invasion rehearsal. Officials in Ukraine say Russian aerial attacks killed at least 10 civilians today. Charles Deledesma has details.
Ukraine's State Emergency Service says Russian ballistic missiles struck Kyiv's Shevchenkivsky district. One hitting the grounds of a children's hospital, leaving two craters, while at another location in the capital, the strike caused destruction and a fire at a warehouse. Three people, including a teenager, died in a Dnipropetrovsk region attack. President Volodymyr Zelensky warns that Russia is receiving military help from North Korea, adding Russian forces used North Korean ballistic missiles in a recent attack on Zaporizhia, killing six people. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Primary elections taking place in six states, Vermont, Connecticut, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Alabama, and South Carolina. And stocks closed lower. This is AP News. A celebrity legal case.
Actress comedian Tiffany Haddish is free on probation after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor DUI in Fayette County, Georgia. The charge stemmed from her 2022 arrest in Peachtree City after someone called 911 to report a driver asleep at the wheel of an SUV at a traffic light.
It's a guilty plea, 12 months on probation.
Judge Jason Thompson.
No drugs, no alcohol, you'll be tested.
Haddish will have to complete 40 hours of community service, and her lawyer told the judge she had already reached out to the L.A. District Attorney's Office.
I'm very excited about it. That's why I want to get this done, so that can get done. I know it's going to change a lot.
This follows a plea deal in Los Angeles. Haddish pled no contest to reckless driving to resolve DUI charges from an arrest in Beverly Hills in 2023. Haddish is known for her comedy and has won an Emmy and a Grammy. Her films include Girls Trip, Night School, and Like a Boss. I'm Jennifer King.
More news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.